Well, it's time now for a visit from FHN and Dial-A-Doc. This is a weekly feature on Tuesday mornings. Joining us now, infection preventionist Margie Kochmeyer. Good morning, Margie. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
We're here today to review some of the myths, Margie, about COVID-19 vaccinations, and you've probably heard them all, so why don't we start with a basic one. The vaccine can actually give you COVID-19. Why is that a myth?
It's a myth that the COVID vaccine can give you COVID because it's not a live vaccine. It's, think of it as an imitation of a disease that's being given to you without actually making you sick. Some of the side effects that follow vaccine is the body's immune response that is making antibodies, and some people perceive that as giving them the disease.
Another one is that seems to make some people more hesitant is the worry about side effects and thinking that the side effects could be worse than getting the disease. What about that?
Well, the symptoms that follow a COVID vaccine, they're short-lived, and it can include fever, maybe feeling tired or achy, pain in the area where you got your shot, some nausea or a headache. Those symptoms can start the day of the vaccination or the next day, and it lasts for about a day. For those who actually get the COVID virus, some of those people can have mild cases of COVID and they can be managed at home. For others who get the virus, they can become critically ill. They might need a machine to help them breathe and they may not survive. Dr. Geller has always told me that there are no side effects of a vaccine that are worse than the risk of becoming critically ill with the disease.
Well said. Here's another one, Margie. If someone has already had COVID-19, they have antibodies from the disease and don't need any further vaccination, what's wrong with that?
Well, people who have COVID will have antibodies from the disease, but because we don't know how long those antibodies will protect them and the strain is changing, they might not have the protection that they need. So it is recommended that people who have had COVID get vaccinated.
All right. Another widespread misconception is that the vaccines were approved too quickly, so we don't know if they're safe. How would you respond to that?
The development of the vaccine was not rushed, and I've been reading that there was a platform to the mRNA vaccines, and they've been used in other things like COVID or cancer or other types of vaccines that we used. Any vaccine that is approved, or in this case, emergency use authorized, isn't just to push a vaccine out fast. The vaccine still has to go through the same clinical trials on real people, and then it has to prove that it's safe and effective. And then the FDA looks at the data from the trials, and then they determine if the vaccine can be approved and distributed for use. There was a need to get this vaccine out fast as possible because it proved that it was effective, and since it's been released, it has saved many lives. So the rush wasn't in the manufacturing. It was in getting it out to people quickly once it was approved.
What about people who think that there could be long-term reactions to the vaccines that we can't know about yet because not enough time has passed?
The first vaccines in clinical trials were given, I believe it was mid-2020. So we've got a year and a half of vaccinated people that are being monitored. We are almost a year out from the general public having started getting vaccinated, and now millions of people in the United States have received the COVID vaccines, and there has been no long-term side effects. The results from the vaccine safety monitoring for COVID has been very reassuring. Our history of vaccines has been very successful, from eradication of smallpox to near eradication of polio, and we've had many other successful vaccines, measles and rabies and tetanus. The COVID vaccine has been the most studied vaccine and under the most intense safety monitoring in our history, and it has saved many, many lives.
This question not on our list today, Margie, but I wanted to throw it in. People that have gone through and got smallpox and all the vaccinations in their life without ever really a problem with that, now why would there be a problem with getting this vaccination?
Well, you know, like I said, this has been studied even more than smallpox. And, you know, when smallpox vaccine first came out, they injected people with cowpox, from the fluid from the pustules with cowpox. And people even back then, and that was probably in the 1800s, was very, very skeptical. And they were afraid that they were going to turn into a cow. So that is, people back then even worried about it. But we've eradicated smallpox. So this study for COVID is so much more intense and safe than the vaccines in our history.
Nice information to hear, Margie. We're talking with Margie Kochmar, infection preventionist with FHN. This is part of Dial a Doc on Big Radio. Fertility, another concern, it seems. How do we know that the vaccines won't impact fertility for either men or women?
Well, there were women that were involved in the clinical trials for COVID vaccines that became pregnant. That's not what the intent was with this. They didn't want to put pregnant women through the trials, but because the trial was so large, there was 28 accidental pregnancies that happened. It was unintentional. If the COVID vaccine decreased fertility, there would have been fewer accidental pregnancies in the vaccinated groups than the control groups. But the pregnancies were found to be the same in both vaccinated and controls.
What about thinking that COVID-19 is really only dangerous to older people or people with comprised immune systems, so there's no need for younger people to get vaccinated?
This virus that causes COVID hasn't just been dangerous to older people and those with compromised immune systems. It has seriously infected people who were healthy, working, and active. And some of these healthy people didn't survive this illness. People who have lost loved ones know how dangerous this disease is. Vaccination can reduce the severity if you do get COVID.
Now, some folks worry about the vaccines altering their DNA. Is that a potential issue?
Well, the vaccine technology used for COVID is not new because they have used it in cancer and other vaccines. The COVID vaccines are not live, and since they don't enter the nucleus of our cell, it can't interfere with DNA. The vaccine goes into our cell. It gives us the instructions that our body will remember if it is faced with the virus. The antibodies that are produced then can fight the virus if it encounters it.
Why is getting vaccinated with an FDA-approved vaccine better than using something other people say has worked for them, like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine?
Well, before a vaccine is approved or emergency use authorized, it has to go through the clinical trials and information has to be provided to the Food and Drug Administration that shows that the vaccine is not harmful and that it's useful to prevent serious illness for the disease that it was intended. It is surprising to me that someone would use an unapproved animal formulation of ivermectin versus taking the vaccine that was authorized safe for use. The high doses of ivermectin used in animals is highly toxic to humans. The FDA has not authorized or approved ivermectin for use in preventing or treating COVID, not only in humans but in animals. And hydroxychloroquine is a malaria medication. It's also been used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, and it was found not to be effective for treating or preventing COVID. The FDA-approved COVID vaccine is studied and safe.
And one last question, talking with Margie Kochmar, infection preventionist with FHN. It's Dial a Doc today. People say they don't have time to get vaccinated or can't be off work if they do get vaccinated and experience side effects. What help is available for those folks?
I want them to remember that not everyone gets side effects from the vaccines, like the muscle aches, the headache, or the chills. For those who do get a side effect of the vaccine, it is short-lived. These are still free vaccines that you can call one of the local pharmacies and schedule an appointment to receive one after work or on a weekend so it fits your schedule. The FHN website has information to sign up for COVID vaccine. If someone doesn't have 15 minutes to get a vaccine, they are not going to have time to be off work quarantined and in some cases in the hospital for weeks or months and be left with effects of the disease that might make them unable to work or even be required to have oxygen to breathe. Take 15 minutes to get vaccinated. making time to get vaccinated is worth the time.
It certainly is. And for those that think, well, you know, the side effects are so tough, if you don't get vaccinated and you get COVID-19, what you get is much worse than any side effects, is it not?
I would much rather see a family member have a day or two with some symptoms that kind of make them feel blah than be standing over their bedside with them on a ventilator and then worrying about whether or not they'll survive.
And at that point, it can be too late. And I imagine you've had people kind of come in with almost this list of questions I threw at you today. And one by one, do you find that people, once they talk with you and you explain the way you just did, that they realize that is a good idea?
Sometimes. And, you know, it's always someone's personal choice. So all we can do is give them good, reliable information and then let them make an informed choice for themselves.
Good, reliable information. Well said. We've been talking with Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist with FHN and part of Dial a Doc today. If folks want to get a hold of you or any of the folks from FHN with questions, where would you direct them to?
They can go to the FHN.org site. We have a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. There's ways to sign up to get vaccinated. So go visit our website.
It's been wonderful talking with you. Thanks for stepping in today. Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist with FHN and part of Dial a Doc. You take care, Margie.
Thank you and have a good day.
I will. You too. That's Dial a Doc today. This is The Morning Mess, WBGR, Big FM 93.7.